This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming up to 5:45 and it's time for Today on Twitter, where the customer is always right, or so it's been since time immemorial, apparently. But are they? Are they really? So this is coming from a tweet from Jat Ikwan, who says, "Normalize answering back and reasoning to dramatic customers. The customer is always right is probably the silliest policy to ever embrace mankind." And this was in reply to a video of a fast food store employee defending herself in an argument with a customer, because in the video, the customer complained that the employee had served his drink in a way that caused it to overflow. She defended herself against the accusation, suggested he take a look at the CCTV footage, and said that she'd been working there for 8 months and she had not been scolded previously. And this opened up a question on this rule of the customer always being right. So lots of tweets. Shafiq, for example, says, "In all the time I've worked in the F&B line, I will fight back when a customer is rude after we attended to them with good service. You can report to my manager, whatever, because the store has CCTV and it can be checked. It is nonsense that the customer is always right." Meanwhile, Idayu says, "There are many customers like this. They play the victim. They act as if we've treated them poorly when they just want attention." Shaza says, "I did this last week. I'm not saying I schooled the customer, but I did put some sense in her in a polite way. You know, if you've got a problem with whatever you've received, please ask nicely. It doesn't hurt to ask nicely instead of insulting others." Which actually speaks to this tweet from Vocal Kita, who says, "Normalize discussions without raising your voice and being super emotional. This applies to all." And I think actually that's a really good one. Meanwhile, some people drawing a distinction between always being right and having rights. So Nizamuddin says, "Actually, it's never the customer is always right. It is customers have rights, but people being selfish, they misinterpret it." Jat Ikwan, though, says, "The truth is we all have rights. Just because you pay for something doesn't mean you get to treat people with less than zero respect and dignity. Shame on anyone who claims their so-called rights but fails to practice human decency." Lastly, though, we do have this from Coffee, who says, "The phrase is actually meant for situations where the customers say your food is bad, that means it's bad. So in that sense, the customer is always right. There can't be 100 customers saying that your food and service is bad, but then you say it's good. That's just a recipe for a failed business." And I wanted to read that because I think that that strikes an important balance. It gets at the heart of why the phrase was important to begin with, right? Which is the argument that you need feedback. You need feedback in order to be a successful business, whether it's in terms of your product or your service. Now, whether that has evolved along the way to infuse our customer service to such a degree that now people feel overly entitled, I think that that's a separate question. So let us know, do you think the customer should always be right? Does that phrase still apply, really? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:52 on Today on Twitter, which is a series of tweets really questioning the notion of whether the saying, "the customer is always right," is still applicable, really. Does it work? And if you'd like to let us know, again, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the subject of the customer, we have this from Razif, who says, "Customers aren't always right. Different tongues, different flavors, but the management must take comments into account." And I think that kind of nuance is exactly it, right? Where you need the comments. I mean, what else are you doing when you have a business? Are you just putting things out into a vacuum? So, of course, you know, comments, feedback, all that is welcome. But then I think being able to calibrate it as to whether they're fair, whether they actually meet the thing that you're trying to do, you know, all of that is something that you have to put in place. Meanwhile, CK says, "The customer isn't always right. I believe most of the issues come from communication. Sometimes the customer doesn't tell what exactly they're looking for or are expecting. Then they get frustrated when they don't get what they want. Sometimes it's the frontline staff not communicating well with customers. For example, a delay in response or not responding at all. which then triggers the customer, we all should learn to communicate properly to avoid miscommunication in our daily life. CK, again, a great point and something that was brought up in the tweets earlier as well, right? Which is that we should all learn to communicate A, properly, as you're rightly pointing out, but B, without yelling, without raising our voices. And I think a lot of the time in these sorts of communications, you do see an escalation. And that escalation is often what triggers the whole thing getting so much worse. And divorced of that context, right? I'm not sure anybody wakes up in the morning and thinks, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to yell at somebody about a sandwich. Like, that's not a desire or wish that most of us start off with. So, yeah, I think just calibrating and being able to recognize what's actually happening matters. Meanwhile, we have Chris who says, both topics today displayed the errors of absolutism. I love this. Saying the customer is never always right, but has rights. We are also being taught that humans are the best and treating something less without care is the norm. Can't we think of ourselves as the best so we have to help those who are lesser? With great power comes great responsibility. So a lot of wisdom packed into that. But I think the errors of absolutism is my new favorite phrase. I'm going to adopt it as the catchphrase for our show because that's more or less what we try to do nearly constantly. Yep says, the right customer is always right, wrong customer is always wrong. Interesting. I still think that it comes down to context and what exactly is being is the feedback provided for, right? Because sometimes there is also an expectation of perfection that I think we are probably correct to question. But keep those thoughts coming. Do you think that the customer is always right? Does that even still apply in today's day and age? Send us your thoughts. And then, of course, please stay tuned to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.